You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And welcome to the Monday, the 21st of July's episode of The Frontline. Oh, we're so glad to be here. We thank the Lord for this opportunity to broadcast, to put his truth on the air. And this is what everybody should be doing. Christian media should be doing. We're part of that. We're excited to be doing it. Today we have a guest we've had on the air with us before. And the important, God put it on our heart to have you come back. This is Lynn Barletta, and Lynn is a local pastor whose ministry is involved in, I'm just going to say, working to stop child sex trafficking. I mean, that's ultimately the goal of all who believe. And Lynn is one of those people on the front line, and we need to acknowledge that, and is delighted to have you back with us. Lynn is the winner of the Community Advocate of the Year, a 2024 award, Senator Ashley Moody, who I think was the Attorney General of Florida, for your work in awareness and restoration of child trafficking. And that's a heavy work. That's a lot of work. We're going to be hearing as much as we can today from Lynn. In fact, I'm just going to let you get going. And just look out for me to have breaks and stuff, but you have a tremendous agenda. And I'm getting sign language. Oh, I'm going to introduce our co-host, right? You know, I got to tell you, we need to work on some common recognized sign language. But yes, I always introduce our co-host, and I forgot to do that.
Ann and I don't handle rejection.
Yes, there are four of us here.
This is true. I was so focused on getting you on the air, Lynn. But yes, I must. And so after my effusive apologies on the air, live, first, and live. Delighted to have Ed Skiba physically back in the radio station.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Another beautiful South Florida morning. I usually start out with something really light, but today's topic is very serious, so I don't want to do that. I want us to focus on what our guest Lynn has got to say.
Yeah. Amen.
Because
Amen.
It's something that's just crucial to the morality of this country today, mm-hmm. and to the young children that it affects.
Absolutely,
it's just a horrendous problem.
It's if there's any sign of evil afoot, not just in America but in the world, child sex trafficking is
Amen.
That sign.
Amen.
And Lynn, looking. Okay, this is going to be one of those days.
It must be the red shirt.
Must be the red shirt. Yeah, exactly.
It's so bright.
I didn't get the memo because Ed and Lynn have red shirts
they
on.
Do,
and I didn't
they
get
do.
The memo.
But Ann Limhoko, who is going to be teaching me sign language.
We did this last week, too, but that's all good.
I know.
Good morning.
I know. Well,
good
thank you. You know, I just need extra brains now at my age.
So no problem. No problem.
Thank you.
Good morning.
You and the scarecrow.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this would be a good bit of exercise to walk that yellow brick road, but I don't have to because God's already blessed me. I just need to use it. Well, okay, and again, thanks to co-hosts for always being here and holding me up. Lynn, back to you. Just get started with this. Is a huge. I mean, we don't have all the time in an hour to really cover it, but you have a tremendous organized thought here. So let's get going.
Let's start. All right, let Amen. Me just say this, and I have presented with Ann before mm-hmm. at the Tea Party.
And St. Lucie County
been
Tea Party.
Very, yeah. very powerful. What I want to say is how far-reaching child trafficking truly is. And I don't mm-hmm. think any of us really know how big it actually is. But I can give you statistics that have, actually this statistic is from well over a year ago, and that is that child trafficking is the fastest growing crime on the face of the earth. Mm. And America is the biggest buyer. And so I have documented personally 40 arrests over the last year in the Treasure Coast, and just presented this to law enforcement, to our 19th Judicial District for the Treasure Coast, and also our attorney, State
James
attorney. State attorney. James Uthmeyer is our attorney general, but our state attorney is Tom Bacadal. And what I want to say is that these arrests are all connected, and that's what I did. I was connecting the dots, actually, for law enforcement to show that the child pornography arrests lead to the demand, and the demand leads to the supply. And so it's all connected. So it's very important that we document those indictments and those arrests. And just so you know, just in Martin County alone, two teachers have been arrested for sexting and sextortion. And then we have a janitor working at Jensen Beach High School who was arrested for having infant porn. He was just indicted this year with his buddy. Guess how many years they got? 1,700 years.
Wow.
For having, infant porn of the most violent kind, the worst the judge and the sheriff had ever seen. So I opened up with a bomb, and I'm sorry to horrify people. I always tell people I'm going to horrify them, but then I'm going to inspire you, and then I want you to get up on your feet and become a part of a vast growing army that is going to put a stop to this.
Yes. Yes.
And what we don't know, we can't change.
Yeah.
And my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
So these 40 arrests are very key to our presentations, because it's the only way that we can prove to people that this is happening in your own backyard. In nice little communities like Stewart, where there was a huge bust because we turned in a tip that led to the bust of a home right over in a local neighborhood, and that home is connected to Lake Worth, and that home is connected to Indian Town, and women and children were rescued. There were hundreds of users, and it broke up a large ring, and all of the men that were running this, the three men, were illegals. And so, and then there was another recent arrest in 2025 in the same area of Lake Worth with illegal people that were running these brothels with children. And so, actually, no, those were adults. There was a child rescued in the ring that we helped to turn in.
Can I ask you a question? I want to, you keep going. Yeah. Does that speak to how acceptable child porn and child trafficking is in other countries where the illegals have come from?
Let me just say this. You know, in the Bible, how God would have, as soon as the Israelites would go into a foreign camp, you know, all the ites, Philistines, and the various different nations, and he would have them wipe out everything. Even the animals had to go.
Right.
And underneath some of these cities, like Jericho, you will find archaeological studies, and there will be graveyards full of children's bones, child sacrifice.
So sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
God had to intervene and do something to stop it, because once people reach a certain point, it's almost like, were it not for Jesus Christ on the cross, there would be no point of return. But there are many who go down that hole and don't come back up again, and they can't. They don't change.
When we're witnessing contemporary evil afoot, but evil has never changed in thousands of years.
No.
And when we've done a lot of talking about, in terms on the abortion side, of the sacrifice of children, but we have to look past the abortion.
Yes,
it's horrible in and of itself, but child sacrifice is also what's happening in child sex trafficking.
Let me bring that back around to your question about the pornography.
Yeah.
So online, there are five different levels of pornography. The worst one being where there is murder of children for pay-per-view during sexual assault. There is sexual strangulation. There are things going on that no adult should ever see, let alone a child. And yet, our largest viewing audience of pornography is children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, according to statistics, 88% of all pornography now is violent.
Yep.
And so,
we
are looking at getting closer and closer just to murder for pay-per-view. Actually, that's what's happening.
Exactly.
So, so all of this comes back around to pornography is the only unregulated industry on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And so you can write your legislators and you can start to make that change. I will tell you, I worked with House Representative Toby Overdorf through 2023 and 2024 to get HB3 on the books. I introduced the idea to him. And that bill was signed into law by Governor DeSantis in 2024. And in 2025, This is a great victory. Pornhub pulled out of the state of Florida.
Yep. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise God.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, so we are making headway. I don't want to give you all bad news.
Making headway because you're bringing awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? In states where there is more awareness, there will be more tips. Amen. There will be more hotline calls. And it looks like that state is awful. But the truth of the matter is people are aware and they're all calling in.
Yeah. Amen.
So, and the other thing I want to talk about is that AI generated porn is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two cases here in Martin County, one that took place, actually, I think they both took place in 2025. So this very, very recent, there was a local man in Jensen Beach who was having a barbecues with his neighbors and taking pictures of all their children and using their faces to create worldwide generated child pornography, which is a massive, massive monetary generator.
Mm-hmm.
On this, you just got to follow the money. And he got caught. But now let me tell you how awful this is. This is not a victimless crime. So these children can be located by GPS coordinates and also by face recognition technology.
Yeah.
And so when you find the children, not only the family could be extorted, but the child could be extorted down the road. AI can actually take a four-year-old child and project what that child will look like at age 17.
Yeah.
And so you could follow that child. We have a victim that was sextorted for 10 years because of photography and videos.
Wow.
And it was a male. It was a man who was sextorted by two women who trafficked him. And then they threatened him for the next 10 years and stole his identity.
Oh, you talked about this when you were on the show last time.
Yes. Yeah.
Regarding this AI, the one that he was taking his neighbor's kids' photos, how did you find out about that? Is that through tips? I'm just wondering.
So it was an arrest that was made that came up on, I have a lot of different news breaks. Plus, I work very closely with Homeland Security, law enforcement, the agent in charge of five counties and our local sheriffs. And he will often send me these things as they break.
Okay.
But also I get the news breaks.
Okay.
And so it was an arrest that took place. And then when I actually spoke to the sheriff here, Sheriff Budenseek, and he explained the details of it, that's what was going on.
That's right in our backyard, folks.
Yes, yes. So I do want to talk about that, how important it is. So at Visionary School of Arts, we've started to put smiley faces on all the faces of the children when we post them in their art. And I would suggest to parents either do an avatar or a smiley face.
Yeah.
Yep. So we just reshot our Don't Take the Bait videos for public schools on Saturday, and I have children starring in those videos. But when we put those videos or the advertisement for those videos out, I created little avatars for their faces with sunglasses on. And they're very cute, but they can't take that face now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Very smart.
So good for parents to know to do this. Grandparents, I know it's so cool when people think your grandchildren are awesome. But put the avatars or the smiley faces on, please.
Yeah. And that even, there's a lot of people who put their children on Facebook and social media without thinking about that. I pray that people who are listening heard that.
And it's not just photography, it's videos.
Yeah.
So they're generating videos. And you realize that in gaming now and in apps, there are secret rooms, condos, and vaults.
Yeah.
And inside these secret rooms, condos, and vaults is massive violent sexual assault going on of children and babies by adults. A lot of it is generated AI, but they're using real children to generate it also. But this is what children are being exposed to now worldwide. And the second AI case was actually the husband of a teacher of a prominent private school in this area. And he was generating AI using faces off, I'm sure, social media, and generating it worldwide.
Yeah.
And he was a regular visitor to the school as So who knows where he was getting all his pictures. Yeah. So parents, another reason, teach your children, if you see somebody taking your pictures, say no. No, or turn away. You know, even in parks, some of these guys sit there and they'll take pictures, kind of, they think they're being secretive. But they'll hold their phones in a certain position, look away, and take pictures. And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like every day there's more surprising information that we really have to know. But it hits you right in the gut.
I've heard pastors talk about, oh, 99% of the people in the world are good people. Wrong. And there's only a small percent. No, oh, nobody knows. There used to be a radio show when I was a kid. I'm 82.
When that's I was all a they kid, had when you were a kid.
And The Shadow, and it always started out, The Shadow knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exactly right.
It's very
There's
true.
So much evil in the hearts of men,
yes.
and we try to deny it. Everybody's okay. You're okay. I'm okay. Everybody's okay. No.
The church is going to have to change. And
Amen.
If they
Amen.
Don't, Completely their agree. Own children are at risk.
Amen.
Do you realize one out of three little girls have been sexually violated yeah. sitting in yeah. your pews, and one out yeah. of four little boys, and in your youth yep. groups, and so many of your youth leaders and even church staff
yeah.
Could be involved in pornography and be addicted and not want to do harm, but
right.
they can't help themselves because this is an addiction.
See, yeah.
Yeah. You made my point. The church has got to change.
Wake up. Wake
Gotta wake up.
Up. Yes. All right, so I think that it's also important to note that, do you remember when we just bunker busted Iran's nuclear weapons?
Yep, yeah.
Did you know that on the same day, across the United States, traffickers were being bunker busted, and hundreds of traffickers were arrested, yep. And hundreds of children were rescued?
That didn't really make the news.
Yeah,
that didn't really make the news because of the Iran
All right.
attack.
So why do you think that happened like that? What's your thought? I'll tell you what my thought is.
Uh-huh.
My thought is they're not quite ready for it to come to the forefront yet.
Okay.
Yes, these things are happening, but there is a plan in place, and I'm going to talk to you more about that because we just have to understand how huge this is. Maybe they don't want to alert all of these people. There is a nasty cult that is involved in child trafficking and mm-hmm. also getting children to commit suicide. Online.
Oh my goodness.
And every FBI field office in the country is engaged in stopping this.
Yep.
This
Praise
is how
God.
Big it is.
Since President Trump has been in office, has he been dealing with this more than past administrations?
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering. Okay.
Absolutely. No.
Praise God.
In fact, it's the opposite of what the past administrations have been doing. Yep. And even prior in his first term, there was $35 million given to help the cause of anti-trafficking through his daughter. Ivanka, and he was a proponent of stopping, and he's been saying these people coming over the border, back to your point
yeah.
again,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's foreign nations bringing in their foreign gods and bringing in their their practices
yep.
of where trafficking
yeah.
is considered a normal part of life.
Yeah, the dark side of their culture.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Now, not all of them are bad, but obviously
no.
we've got... Listen, Paul talked about wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we
Amen.
Show children. I have this beautiful drawing of a wolf with sheep's clothing over it, and we show this in our videos. And we ask children, what is this? Because we want them to actually process the thought that
yes.
not everybody's nice, and they may have to be aware that people are there contacting them on gaming or somewhere else may take up to 2 years to convince them their age, but they are a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
we
show this to victims as well, because victims can't, it's like they can't draw the line between I'm in love with my trafficker in a sick way, and I need to disconnect with my trafficker.
The Stockholm syndrome.
Precisely.
Yep.
You got it. This man knows what he's talking about.
Yes. All
right. I've been a police chaplain for 30 years.
Oh, you know. Okay. I mean, they call it trauma bonding. We call it soul ties.
Yep.
You know,
soul
ties. Need to break those.
It's a horrific connection that is, it's about mind control. It's spiritual. It's involving the emotions, the minds, and the children don't know how to disconnect, especially when it's a family member, which is the growing trend.
Yeah, people who you know, right? That's what you've talked about.
Yes.
Usually
yes.
trafficked by somebody you know.
Exactly.
Mm.
All right, so let me talk about some of the things maybe that Florida Faith Alliance has been doing over the past year.
Maybe after the break.
Well, we have a minute. We have a minute before the break.
Oh, okay. So we have been able to give 41 presentations over the past year in South Florida. We gave 19 proclamations, including 2024 and 2025, to city and county commissioners. And we have trained over 1,700 individuals in groups and clubs, first responders, child services, it's law enforcement. And then we've actually been responsible for training 2,220 municipal employees in Port St. Lucie and St. Lucie County just because of one awareness presentation that I did and Councilman Anthony Bonna took off with it and trained all of his employees in recognizing the signs and turning in tips, and the county followed suit.
Wow. Wow. Well, at this point, let's take our break. It's going to be a short break, and then we'll be back with more from Lynn Barletta.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Welcome back to the front line, and I'm just gonna go to Lynn Barletta, who is our guest today, Pastor Lynn Barletta, whose ministry really is to end child trafficking and to bring others alongside of her, because she can't do it alone.
That's right.
And she does have many, but she needs many more. And I was just going to ask, you know, some people are listening and they're saying, "Gosh, I don't think I've noticed some of the signs of when children are being trafficked. Maybe they're around me and I haven't noticed." What do you look for? What does the average person look for that might indicate child sex trafficking?
The very first sign I would tell people to pay attention to is your own inner compass, because when you're around a victim and their trafficker, you will feel something. It feels like something's wrong. You can actually sense the anxiety. And there will be hunched shoulders, head down, eyes darting around. They cannot make eye contact. And they are letting this other person do all the talking for them. He answers for them, or she answers for them. And there's, you really get a sense of something's wrong. You feel uneasy. Yeah. Now, some of the other signs would be they could be malnourished. They could be very sexually dressed. Yeah. They could be, you know, you're out in a restaurant. You know, you see these people sitting at tables sometimes. I've seen them just sitting there, you know, outside of stores. And immediately I zoned in on this shame demeanor, if there's a shame demeanor about them. But there can also be bruises, you know, signs of physical abuse, signs of neglect. There could be odors, bad hygiene. This is all a part of it. There could be tattoos. Tattoos could be dollar signs, crowns, words like ho or daddy. Paying attention to tattoos, barcodes on the inside of the lip or on the back of the neck. They sell these children like commodities, or victims, even adults, are sold as commodities. They're used 30 to 40 times a day. A drug can only be used once. And so it's so important to understand that these people are treated like they're worthless. And this is the message they give them, and this is the message these precious victims buy into until they are rescued and the process of restoring them begins.
And if someone does observe what they may think may be a child being trafficked, what do they do from there?
Well, you need, if you're in Florida, you need to call 855-FLA-SAFE. You can also call the 911. I'm not going to give you all the numbers because I'm going to tell you an easy way to find them, because that usually sticks with people. If you just look up ICE, I-C-E, or Homeland Security hotline number for tips, trafficked victims, any of those search words will pull up your ICE number, and ICE is very involved. Homeland Security is very involved in breaking up these rings. If you see child pornography on somebody's phone, you need a call. You can also call 911. So any of those numbers, you know, will work. Yep. There's a cyber, if you look up cyber tip line, and the National Center for Missing Children will come up, and they'll give you a number to call. Let's say the somebody might be in a vault, or somebody, some kids might have said they've seen this, or, you know, they've been a part of the being in one of these secret rooms or condos in Pinterest or Snapchat or, you know, one of these apps or gaming like Roblox. And so you can call that cyber tip line. They got 5,000 tips in 2024 alone.
Wow. And you could probably submit a tip anonymously if somebody's worried about their identity.
Absolutely. Okay. They're not going to chase down the person. They're chasing down the trafficker or the predator. So with all that being said, I also want to talk about the restoration that we do. Mm-hmm. For those of you out there wondering about our organization, this is such good ground to really sow into. We don't even have salaries at this point. We have contractors for teachers. Mm-hmm. We are working with well over 500 trafficked children in the Treasure Coast and Palm Beach County area. We have the most successful programs these schools and organizations have ever had. Mm-hmm. We are from Tequesta all the way up to Vero Beach at this time, and it's growing, and now we're expanding into Colorado.
Your sister.
Good. My sister is starting from Alliance.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was here.
That's right. Yeah, we met her. Yeah.
Yes, and we're talking about other faith alliances in other parts of the country and the world. And so we're doing a Day of Defense in Colorado coming up in September. Our whole team's flying out there.
Wow.
Everybody's like, I want to go.
Of course.
Yeah, real deal.
So that's really cool. So our restoration programs are wonderful. We use art as the vehicle. I am an artist. I have a school of arts. Mm-hmm. We go in as Visionary School of Arts. We're in public schools. We're in Hibiscus House. We're in just wonderful organizations helping restore children ages 3 to 17.
Wow.
So, and, you know, I thought, I was hoping that somebody might ask me the Epstein question.
I want to hear all about the Epstein.
Ask the Epstein question.
We just talked about
why
that
do you think the names
came,
are not being released?
I believe we are never going to see the full list. Mm-hmm. And let me explain why. And there's a very good reason why. And I, of all people, want justice. I want justice for those people who are now adults, but were assaulted, trafficked, and abused when they were children. But they are now adults. Yeah. So we have to keep that in mind.
And some have taken their lives.
But everybody deserves justice.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, justice is mentioned 150 times in the Bible, by the way. God loves justice.
Yes.
And in the church, we're so namby-pamby sometimes. We're thinking, oh, we just got to like let everything go and turn the other cheek. And that's not referring to something like this. God wants justice.
I can see where you're going with that. The assaulters are very prominent in government and everywhere else. That's the problem.
Hollywood, so celebrities.
Here's the problem.
Ahead.
It's bigger than anything we could ever possibly imagine.
Absolutely.
It's in the Bible in a very big way. There are two entire chapters in the Bible completely dedicated to this subject. Yeah. And I'm going to show you where it is. But here's the issue. It's not just in the United States. You have leaders of countries. You have kings. You have presidents.
Yeah.
You have international networks of child trafficking. Yeah. If that entire list is released, he has just lost his leverage. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather see immediate justice for those victims who are now adults? Or would you rather see entire networks shattered, broken,
and networks fall?
The leverage is so important at this time. We don't even know what leverage he might have had to stop Iran and Israel from fighting. We don't know what's behind that.
That's true.
We don't know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Canada become another state. And very interesting that Trudeau suddenly resigned.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on here. But you want to bring nations to their knees, then you've got to use that information for the right reasons.
Right. Yeah. Right,
exactly. And you've got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
That's a great explanation. I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I personally believe.
Yep. Makes sense.
And I have heard other leaders in this trafficking arena say the same thing. Victor Marx is one of them. So let me just, would you like to hear where this is in the Bible?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes,
definitely.
Okay. You can just turn to Revelation 17 and 18 as a reference of where we are today.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it says in most of your translations, yep. you'll see that it says the whore of Babylon or the great prostitute, they call this. Okay, so we obviously know this is talking about, we know it's talking about idolatry, but what if it's literal? What if we're talking about something literal? Do you know that we talk a lot about in the church about the seven mountains, don't we?
Yeah, Lance Wallnau and the seven mountains.
Did you know that the only place that the seven mountains is mentioned specifically in the Bible is in this chapter, and the whore of Babylon sits on them?
Yep.
Her seat of authority is on those mountains. She controls the world's cultures.
I got to read these chapters again, Lynn.
Well, and read them in the Passion Translation. Okay. That's one of my favorite. Read them in all different translations because you're going to see this. All right, so here's the thing. Human trafficking is smack dab in the middle of all of this with the world's wealthiest leaders buying and selling. You're going to see the exchange of the world's goods, and it's described as ships and, you know, releasing their merchandise and their wares. But I will tell you that if we don't get busy praying along these lines, we're right in the middle of Revelation 17 and 18.
Right.
Now, have I heard anybody else teach on this? No.
But it's not
but this is what God gave me.
And you release prayer points because I get them.
Absolutely.
So.
In fact, we're going to release one probably today.
Okay.
And it's going to be on this worldwide network, breaking up this worldwide network. So I'm going to read some of these scriptures here. It opens up with Revelation 17, 1, and it says the judgment on the harlot Babylon. Well, that tells me something's coming for her, all right?
Good.
And it says, one of the seven angels with the seven bowls approached me and said, come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits enthroned on many waters. Now, waters and oceans in the Bible represents ethnicities, ethnos. And the kings of the earth have fornicated with her. That's sexual. And the people of the earth are drunk on the wine of her prostitution. They didn't have necessarily the word trafficking back then, but some translations have actually put it in. In verse 4 and 5, she was holding in her hand a golden chalice brimming with defiling obscenities and the filth of her lewdness. She just described child porn. She described the internet there.
Yep.
On her forehead was written these mysterious lines, the great Babylon, mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. There's no greater abomination than what's happening to these children.
Yes.
She is also drunk on the blood of the martyrs. Well, listen to this. And we know there's martyrdom going on worldwide.
Yeah.
But children are sexually assaulted and killed on the internet constantly, according to a website called cultureReframed.com. And these are university studies that are posted there. Up to 8.4 million viewers pay-per-view are watching this online. It's stated in Revelation 17 that this Babylonian system reigns through the kings and the leaders of the earth. And then you go to Revelation 18:3. It says all the nations, we're all involved, all the nations have drunk of the wine of her immoral passion, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth, these are the world's wealthiest businessmen, have grown wealthy because of her power and luxury. And then there's a call to the church. Come out from her. Get out from her. Do not participate in her sins. 50% of all church members, according to Focus on the Family, are addicted to pornography. We must have change here. And it says she will burn with fire. She's going to have some plagues. Some things are going to start to happen because God is judging her. Then it says the kings of the earth in Revelation 18:9. Who fornicated with her and lived in luxury with her, Epstein, will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of the fire that burns her up. These systems are going to fall. According
to
the
Bible.
The
word says burns her up.
The earth, they mourn for her. And then her merchandise is described in the Passion Translation as the trafficking of the bodies and souls of people, literally. It says that.
And the TPT, those words?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So first it talks about all the wares, like the pearls and the gold and the silver and everything that's being traded. And then the last sentence is, and the trafficking of the bodies and souls of people. Now, let's talk about her judgment. because her judgment comes in two forms. And this is in Revelation 18:21. Mm-hmm. A mighty angel took up a stone, a huge millstone, threw it into the sea, saying, with this kind of sudden violence, the city of Babylon will be thrown down and exist no more. The first thing that comes is fire. She falls by fire. That is revival mm-hmm. and judgment. Mm-hmm. The second thing that comes is the millstone. What did Jesus say?
Yes. Millstone around their neck.
Yes. That's tied in to the judgment concerning someone who hurts a child.
That passage came through my mind while we were praying before the show.
Do you see? Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear, isn't it? We just never read it that way.
Lynn, I've never read 17 and 18 to be literally child trafficking.
It's literally.
This is amazing. And the church needs to hear this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm covered in chills from head to toe.
Yeah.
Knowing that God has called us for such a time as this.
Amen.
He has.
Amen.
Yes.
And you know those proclamations we did, that was like Esther getting the proclamation from the king.
Amen.
Given to the town herald who went to the center of the community mm-hmm. and read that proclamation, and that ended the annihilation of the Jews. And I will tell you, those 19 proclamations we did, that has generated everything that's been happening. It's amazing.
Have you had a proclamation here in City of Stewart, City of Port St. Lucie, like all the Treasure Coast?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Amen.
And Palm Beach. And now we're going for Broward. And
good.
We're starting to spread. And I've got an appointment with somebody from Polk County. So that, you know,
where
Sheriff,
is that?
Sheriff Judd. Mm-hmm. You heard of him?
No.
Right,
he was with all of, yes,
the
I've heard him.
Arrests all that. Yes.
He's outspoken, and that's kind of sheriffs we like.
So,
amen.
So I just want to say that, you know, there's something every single person can do. Every single person can participate in this. And do you know what it is? Pray.
Absolutely. No reason not to pray, Lynn.
The only reason this has gone forward the way it has is because of prayer.
Yeah.
Because people are praying. We have tremendous prayer cover, and Satan can't pierce that shield.
That's exactly right.
And so
exactly
we must have prayer. I'm asking every church to take this up in prayer at least once a week.
Yep. Yeah.
We have prayer calls going 5 days, actually 6 days a week. We have prayer calls going. We have conference calls. We have Zoom calls. We're constantly praying.
Good.
And we have conference calls where we get on every morning, Monday through Friday.
Is that welcome to the public?
You know what? If you are an intercessor and you'd like to be on this prayer call, you could contact us, 888-670-4638.
Amen. Speaking of calls, we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes. But we would like, if you would like to call in and ask a question of Pastor Lynn or make a comment, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. We have a couple of minutes before the break. So,
well, I want to say there are a few ways to get involved, because by now people are probably on the edge of their seats going, oh, my gosh, I've got to do something. I need to be involved.
Yes.
And, you know, when we saw that movie, Sound of Freedom, everybody walked out of there just incensed, like for the first time realizing this is real, and nobody knew what to do about it.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is engage our volunteers.
Right.
And what we want to do is train people to be presenters.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to train people to host a dinner, save a child. In other words, get your neighbors in. We'll teach you how to present. You present to your neighbors. You can use the QR code to donate. Of course, we need funding. We need funding. We want to build a home for trafficked girls. Mm-hmm. We need to go into these organizations. These programs need to be funded.
Yeah.
Our awareness programs don't take the bait. Our schools need to be sponsored.
Yeah.
And as I said, everything you give goes to a program. We're not subsidizing salaries here.
Right.
Yeah.
Eventually, we will have to have salaries because it's just growing too big not to have constant. I'm full-time, but I don't get paid.
I understand.
I'm working for the Lord here. I just have to do
it. We have to give kudos to your husband because he's so amazing. He supports you, everything. When I met him, if you didn't have your precious husband, you wouldn't be able to do this.
You're going to make me cry. Yes.
Yeah.
He is the reason.
Yeah.
Two hyphenated words I learned when I came into ministry, bivocational and non-stipendiary.
Yep.
Well, and you know, he helps run the church. He runs the church, really.
Yeah.
And he also runs the school. He's taken the CEO position of the school.
Good.
He has taken so much off my shoulders. I cry thinking about it. He does all the cooking, the cleaning. He takes care of our home.
Because he realizes the call on your life.
Yeah. He does.
That's a great husband.
Exactly.
Yeah. Amen. And that's why I wanted to give him kudos.
Okay, so. I'm crying now.
Sorry, Lynn.
Thank you, Tony. I love
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you, Tony.
Those are some of the ways you can get involved. But we always need help working tables. We have an event coming up at the Fraser Creek Restaurant, I believe it is, right here Wednesday night at 5:30. And this is a safety seminar involving all kinds of safety, you know, situational safety. I'll be talking about child trafficking. And we have companies just talking about home safety, arm safety, all. And the sheriff will send somebody from. We have Tricia Green coming from our local sheriff's department.
Okay.
And Fraser Creek. It is a restaurant, but I think it has a different name. I didn't bring the flyer. But it is at Fraser Creek. And you can find that flyer. I would like to ask everybody listening to me now, would you go on Facebook, open up Florida Faith Alliance, search Florida Faith Alliance, follow us and like us on Facebook. And please do the same on TikTok, X, and Instagram. We're going to be blasting, there it is, Fraser Creek Brewing and Distilling. I guess they make beer there.
Yeah.
But it's also a restaurant.
And Stewart.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So if you'll like us and follow us on these social media platforms, you will get all of our information.
Amen.
And it's just so important, I think, to stay abreast of what's happening because there's new information coming out constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I often do travel with either a detective or a Homeland Security person. So if you're a trafficker out there listening to this, don't even think about doing anything nefarious because I also have very large angels.
Absolutely.
They travel with me.
She's covered.
This one's King and this one's Kong. And we just...
Amen.
She pointed to over her shoulder.
Yes. They're right here. They go with me everywhere I go and God is good. He just
no reason to fear. Absolutely.
No.
Well, before we go any further, let's take a break and then we'll be back for the last segment of our program, and then we'll pick up where we left off.
Beautiful.
A choice is set before you now, living or dying, blessing or cursing, and no. Time has come around to turn from your fighting and rest in His mercy. Choose life that you might live, the life that He gives. He gives you forever. Choose life the way that is true from the one who chose you. Your Father in heaven, choose life. Trust the Lord with all your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your being. Hold on, listen and obey. Choose life, the way that is true,
Welcome back to the front line. Our guest today, Pastor Lynn Barletta, her very life dedicated to bringing children out of sex trafficking, ending. Mm-hmm. And that should be the goal of every believer.
And restoring them.
And restoring them, right. Yes. Not just ending that, but restoring them. And God is big into restoration. We're all living examples of that, right, from yes. coming out of lives of sin.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's also lives that have been horribly impacted by the sin of others. And these young children, especially the innocence,
yes.
the damage. You're going to talk a little bit about
mm-hmm. restoration.
Trafficked right. children and then restoration.
And what you have to do to restore them. I remember going to a large state organization who was responsible for facilitating a lot of the restoration programs in different organizations. And they told me they were hopeless, that they can't restore them. And
oh boy,
because they're too far gone, and their PTSD is veteran times 100. You know, it's off the charts. And they had very little success. And I sat there and said, well, God can do this. Yeah. And I wrote a curriculum program that is online, can actually be used by other organizations. We just had Selah Freedom, who has 4 homes for trafficked girls. We'll be partnering with them and using it for their homes for trafficked girls.
Amen.
We are in 3 organizations, soon to be 4, across the Treasure and Gold Coast. Let me just tell you a story. So they come in, we come in, and these are trauma-informed teachers that also know how to pray, but these are in secular settings, so we can't just preach the gospel.
Yeah.
But the God of the gospel shows up Amen. When we present Amen. The principles of the gospel.
Yes.
And so
yes.
they do drawings on the right side of the brain, which is where all the PTSD is stored. So if you get them into the right side of their brain and you begin to download images from God, well, some of these images have been given to me in dreams and visions.
Is that the creative side of your brain, Lynn?
Yes.
It's a creative. Okay.
The right side of your brain is the side that there's no noise over there. There's no voices. There's no interference. There's no static. It's very peaceful over there. It's the side of the brain we hear from God on, but it's also the side of the brain that we have the imagery or flashbacks from previous trauma, and that's the side that you get all of that PTSD going on.
Okay.
And so what happens is when we get them over into that side of the brain and they're drawing, you can hear a pin drop because there's no talking over there. There's no noise. And for the first time, those voices stop. Those accusing voices that are constantly going on in their head. And then we start downloading the principles.
Praise God.
The principles of the kingdom. Principles of restoration. Principles of overcoming trauma.
Amen.
You are an overcomer. And they all have positive affirmations. And they will stand up and say those affirmations and agree to continue to plant the garden in their souls. At least 90 days. That's how long it takes a garden to grow. They agree. They're going to say these. They take the pictures home. They say in their rooms. They post them there. They say the affirmations, even the little tiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing restoration. And we have a letter from Hibiscus House from one of their directors that said it's the most successful program they've ever had come through there in 25 years.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Because God's hands are all
God
over it.
Mm-hmm. Can do this. Now, quick story. So we work with one facility. I don't name this facility because most of these children have been trafficked.
Okay.
Traffickers track kids. So I will just say that it is in a local facility down south. And 7 of the children that we work, there's 450 children there. And we worked with middle schoolers and high schoolers in this segment of our 9-week courses with our teachers. And they asked me if I would take 7 children, some of their best artists, and who have taken the courses and, you know, gotten better and gotten some healing. And could we do a collaborative piece for a local fire department? Which we did, and they painted this beautiful 36x40 painting of 7 turtles going across the sands, baby turtles going into the ocean at dawn, and they named it Freedom. And they gave it to the firemen. They came in, and the children all read their statements about the program. The firemen started crying. All of them started crying. They brought their fire truck. We did pictures. It hangs in their fire station. So now this is part of the healing of these children, community give back. Then they painted another one, the second one in the series. And this one was auctioned off at a statewide event at the Breakers for the Florida State Alliance to End Human Trafficking. and our State House Representative Toby Oberdorf was running at the top of his speed back and forth with this painting. It raised $4,500, and 100% of that money went to pay for law enforcement technology throughout the state of Florida to catch predators and traffickers.
Amen. Wow.
These children gave back.
Wow.
And they gave back to save other children. That is a huge part of their restoration. And wow. So these are the kinds of things we do. You know, we equip them.
Speaking of giving back, how can people who are listening donate to you? I think you have something called like the Faith Angels Club or something.
We have a new thing called, it's FFA, Florida Faith Angels. Mm-hmm. And we have Florida Faith Alliance. This is Florida Faith Angels. If you'll just donate monthly to us, you can go online, hit the donate button, and that's floridafaithalliance.org. Hit the donate button. You can go to the Florida Faith Angels page. It's a club. Once you join this club and agree to give a monthly amount, you get a signed, numbered, limited edition giclée of my work, which I'm a fairly well-known artist this point. Or you can choose that turtle painting, a giclée of that particular painting called Freedom. And you can have a copy of that and their statement. Wow. If you join monthly at certain levels, you get, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
But our monthly donations, that's what sustains us and helps us to pay for our programs and all of our costs and our supplies and art supplies.
And you work for free. Supplies,
and I work it for free.
And everybody's volunteers. So people, just to run the organization, you need these donors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we do pay our teachers, but we pay them as contractors. They're outside contractors. Mm. Occasionally, I will get paid for contract work for a specific thing. But what we're seeing is everything you send goes to programs that have to be subsidized. Yep.
Give that website again, please.
FloridaFaithAlliance.org. And so, you know, I can't emphasize enough how important it is. And also, you will see our prayer points posted, and you can come into agreement with your prayer groups on those prayer points. If you join the club, the Florida Faith Angels Club, you get an insider's newsletter that has a lot more information about specific stories, things that we're challenged with, we need your help with, you know, we want you to pray over this. And then we have our general newsletter that you can sign up for online as you go, so you can get the updates. And all of this is such an important part of us moving forward.
Yeah.
And then we need help at events. We need people working tables. We need people out talking about this and getting us. You could get us into your churches. You could open the doors. And we have letters to pastors that we give. So if you contact us, let me give you an email. I'll give you my assistant's email, June. Don't email me.
June, are you listening to this?
June, after June. June at FloridaFaithAlliance.org. And we will send you information in the area where you're interested in volunteering.
Amen.
And the number, if you want, we still have a few minutes if you want to call in. That's 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100 if you want to ask a question of Pastor Lynn or make a comment.
Yes, I'm glad to answer questions. After every presentation, we have an opportunity for people to ask questions. And I love when I have my law enforcement guys there because, you know, their answers are on a different level than my answers. But, you know, there's so much to know about this.
Yeah.
I attend the largest human trafficking conferences in the world with my husband, Tony. Mm-hmm. He's very educated, too, and our team.
Yep.
They come, and the one that we're going to in October is in Orlando.
Oh, good. So you just can drive there. You don't have to. Okay.
Yes. So, and that's where we get a lot of our information and stats.
Well, we got a little time. There's more to say than I know we have time for today, but what would you like to close this out with?
You know, I think that certainly we're going to close with prayer, but I wanted to emphasize to parents how important it is to take responsibility for your child's safety.
Yeah.
So we have a national affiliation now with two major companies. One is BARC. BARC, if you use the number 4, and then FFA, 4FFA, with BARC, you can go on Amazon, and that's your discount code. That's your code to get BARC. Parents, if you get the BARC app, it'll tell you everywhere your child's been on the internet, who's trying to contact them, what pictures they've received, because this is where sexting and sextortion starts, is sending pictures one to another. Let me tell you how easy it is for a trafficker to get your son to send pictures. Wow. You know, they think they're talking to a child, right? And so they send a picture of a child and say, hey, look at my muscle. Would you show me your muscle? Mm-hmm. And then the child sends back his muscle. Oh, that's cool. Would you show me this? Would you show me that? And so it proceeds until the child is sucked in by expertise.
Exactly.
And reeled in, and he took the bait.
Is Bark on the child's phone? You put the app on the child's phone?
No, Bark is on the parent's phone. And, the child doesn't even have to know it's there.
Interesting.
And so that way, you can monitor. Now, it will not tell you what the code is to get into a secret vault. But I believe it will tell you if your child is, there's something else going on in that app.
Okay.
Like there's something opening and closing. Yeah. Excuse me. Opening and closing. Yeah. It'll tell you that. Bark is the best technology we've found.
Yeah. B-A-R-K.
B-A-R-K.
Okay.
Just like the dog barking.
Okay.
And so the other thing is we are now have a national affiliation with CovenantEyes.com. And that is, they've helped 1.7 million people break the porn habit.
Praise God. Wow.
And I think, you know, they have devices, things you put on your devices. They have a buddy system they set up for accountability. Mm-hmm. And that generally works. You know, we also believe at Florida Faith Alliance, we have some keys to inner healing and dealing with root issues, mm-hmm. which we're going to start to put into publication.
Yes, yes.
So that you can understand, why am I addicted? Why is this such a problem? Why can't I break this habit?
Yep.
And to understand that it's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm. You're just talking about what's out there openly on the internet. We haven't even touched what's on the dark web.
Oh, please. Yes. Mm.
The garbage that's on there.
The dark web is where they're committing these murders for 8.4 million viewers at a time.
Right.
I don't know how universities end up going on, like people going on these websites.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. That may be my fault.
That's okay.
But they actually go on these websites and descend down into the fifth level.
Yeah.
It only takes the average person 4 to 6 months to go from level one to level five. And so they go all the way down in these levels, and they're taken in very methodically and purposely level to level, and it's addictive at every level. So they go on to the next level. Let me tell you this, too. Did you know that most preschoolers have seen porn?
Most what?
Preschoolers have seen porn.
Yeah,
just playing on mom's phone. The algorithms pick up the fact that it's a child on there. They know how to detect. And they will start sending emojis and pop-ups, and boom, the child sees it.
Wow. We're almost out of. Let's go ahead and have a prayer, Lynn.
Yes.
Would you lead us in that?
Yes. Father, thank you so much for these wonderful, dedicated people, Father, of God, who are listening, who are here in this studio, Father, who have a heart to stop this. I pray for the anointing, the call of God,
Amen.
To be dialed up in such a loud megaphone voice that by the power of the Holy Spirit, every person will feel that pull to rise up, to save, to rescue, and deliver children. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone listening. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you are protecting children. We pray for exposure to come to every community, every town, every state in our nation and worldwide. That God, that the light will begin to shine from heaven, though thick darkness has covered the earth. The light is going to shine through your people. It's going to shine through law enforcement. Lord, it's the church that can shut the gates of hell. It's the church that can rise up. It's the church, Lord God, who can get up on their feet,
Lord,
and roar like a lion and begin to stop this travesty against children. Rescue your children, Lord. Save them. You said the captive of the terrible will be released. And so we believe this Babylonian system will fall, it will crash, and it will burn, and it will be thrown into the sea with a millstone. And God, the people that need to come out, I issue forth that call, and I say, come out. Yes. Come out of pornography. Come out of Babylon.
Yes.
Come out of abominations. Amen. Come out of these places where the enemy has held you captive and in darkness. And hell will vomit out its victims in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Pastor Lynn, thank you for being with us today. You will be back.
Of course.
Such an honor to
you're my
have
new
you.
Team. We have to work together.
We have to work together.
Yes.
Amen.
And listeners, thanks for checking in with us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same station. I've always loved to say that.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.